because you chose to go there. God isn't sending anybody to hell. Hell was created for the devil and his angels. And if you choose to go over and fellowship with them and live with them, you chose to go there. Our God is a God of mercy, love, and kindness. And he died and he loved us so much. He gave his life for us. And if you go to hell, you'll go there trampling the blood of Jesus Christ under your feet and walking away and turning your back on him. He didn't send you there. He begged you to stay close. Where he can protect you.
That's right.
So the loving care and umbrella of God's protection we have. But if you choose to walk away from it, sadly, you make yourself vulnerable to all the arrows and the darts and the ugliness of the world. And you find yourself, and it's just like I've often said, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things will be added unto you. Another scripture talks about that if we will come to the place where we put God first, everything works together to what? To the good of them that love God. And some folks find themselves and they say, oh, I love God, so I know no matter what happens right now in this situation I'm in, I know it's going to work out for my good because I love God. But I've been living like the devil. I've been choosing all kinds of things other than the ways of God. And I got news for you, my friend. You're reading somebody else's mail. That promise doesn't apply to you because that promise goes on to say it doesn't have a period. It has a comma. Everything works together to the good of them that love God and are, comma, and are called according to his purpose. If you're called according to his purpose, if you're under his umbrella, if you're staying close to his family, if you're where God and his angels of protection can surround you, you're going to find out that everything works together for your good. You can trust God. But if you get out here doing your own thing and you refuse to submit to authority, you refuse to stay under the umbrella of the plan of God, then you're on your own, my friend. Blessings that come into my life, I never call it lucky. I call it blessings. Because I don't want to live my life by luck. I don't want to be out doing wrong and, wow, boy, that was close. I was lucky there. Well, if you want to live your life by luck, you may smoke and live to be 101 years old. And you were just lucky. But there will be a day of reckoning. But I would much rather live under the direction, the plan of God. And then when blessings come my way, I say, I am blessed. Thank you, Lord, for my blessings. When troubles and trials come my way, I say, I'm going through the valley, but I'm holding on to his hand. And yea, I will go with you through the valley. And I understand I'm not going to have to go there alone. But I can trust him. And I can enjoy the blessings of God in my life. The children of Israel deviated from the plan of God, and because of that, what happened? They left themselves vulnerable. So what happened? Then the Babylonians came in. They devastated them. They went to the key ingredient of their whole life, the temple. They ravished the temple. They stole the vessels of gold, all the precious things that had been there that had been sacred for the things of God. The whole temple was devastated. Their lives were devastated. They were taken into captivity. But you know what? They were still God's kids. Sometimes as adults, as parents, we have children that disappoint us. And they do things, they get involved in things that we know, they know better, they shouldn't be there. And our hearts are broken and we're devastated by what they do. What do? You still love them. They're still your kids. They're still your blood. And you're still willing to forgive. And you hope that they will come to their senses and rectify the direction of their travel and they will get themselves straight. God does the same thing for us. When you become a child of God, you're forever a child of God. You can deviate. You can go your way. You can get out from under the protection of God's plan, but God still desires for you to come home. Like the prodigal Son. He continued to carry the name of the Father, and he received the reward. They had a great, big, happy time. It's the same way the Bible says, whether it's the first time or the last time. And when one sinner repents, the angels in heaven rejoice. God rejoices when you find your way back to God. When you come to God or you find your way back to God, the angels in heaven rejoice. But when you're out there, you can get yourself in trouble. And sometimes, even in those cease and they would be delivered. He's not going to leave his people in bondage forever. If we cry out to him, there is deliverance in the hand of God. Cyprus, the reigning emperor, king of that captivity, his heart was melted toward the children of Israel, and God gave the children of Israel favor in his sight. He granted them special privileges, and even though they're being still. Wait, wait. And know that I am God. I will exalt you. Whereat? Among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The New English translates that verse says, he says, stop your striving and recognize that I am the God. I am God, and I will exalt you over the nations, and I will be exalted over all the earth. You can trust in God. And he is more than able, more than sufficient to keep you in all that you do.
Amen.
Trust in Jesus. Let's stand to our feet. God bless you today. Let me get a little help up here. Maybe we can sing just a little bit. See, it's only 11:20. We're getting out early. But I'm done, except for I will just relax in the presence of God for just a moment before we go. And I don't know whether I can do it or not, but I'm thinking about that song that once in a great while I used to sing.
To trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Jesus, Jesus, cheers.